Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. Rock and roll is no stranger to shock value. The Dwarves from San Francisco have built a career upon shock value. The band formed in the mid-80s and released their first album, Horror Stories, in 1986. They were banned from CBGB's, the iconic New York punk club, dropped from Sub Pop Records for faking the death of their guitarist, he who cannot be named, and are guilty of committing a laundry list of violent and lewd acts while on stage. But even after nearly three decades, the band doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. What does shock value look like for the Dwarves in 2015? The set is like a sonic whirlwind. It's over and under an hour. The genres they touch cannot be counted on one hand. The stage is crowded with shirtless women and at least one naked band member. Blag Dahlia, author, producer, and the frontman for the Dwarves, explains,
I just figure most musicians are self-censorers, just like most artists of every kind are self-censorers because they want people to like them, they want to fit in, they want to get played on the radio, and so they censor themselves. If they have a weird idea, they never say it. So then the people like me who actually communicate with the weird things that came up, people say, well, you're just trying to shock people on purpose. And it's like, well, no, I'm just not censoring myself, and the rest of you are, you know.
There's always been something off with the Dwarves' timing. When the band first started, they played 60s-style garage rock, and no one paid attention. Though later bands like the White Stripes and the Hives would find success down that path. Later, in 1990, they recorded a hardcore album for Sub Pop Records, at a time when the genre simply wasn't popular.
Our timing's always been very weird. In one way, it's really brilliant and ahead of its time, and another way, it's really stupid and at the wrong time, you know. Of people always color within the lines, and then some people think differently and do something different. It takes a long time for people to figure out, like, oh, that's actually cool.
Regardless of their timing, the Dwarves are making waves outside of their familiar music scene. They claim their website was recently hacked by Tunisian Islamic fundamentalists. Blag says the fundamentalist group was offended by the nudity and political sentiments boldly stated on their website. Blag Dahlia, fueled by his punk rock bravado, refuses to tone down.
I'm so glad that, you know, it offends them, because it's supposed to. Like, they hate us, we hate them, you know, I think that's good, you know. People who would repress everybody else and shut them up, we're on the other side of that, you know. We represent free expression, and that's important, you know.
As Blag answers questions, members of the audience come up and ask him to sign t-shirts, or simply regale him with tales of how the Dwarves have changed their lives. When I asked him for a final comment, he replies,
I guess if I had to leave you with something, it would be the Dwarves are the greatest rock and roll band of all time, you know. That's a good feeling, you know.
For NPR Berlin, I am Lauren Napier.